This is your podcast for all things refinishing. I'm Lane Ball with Zebras Before and After. Welcome to episode 206.
I love being a judge. I think because it's nice to be part of the community is the first thing. But I think it's inspirational. I just love the opportunity to be able to look at everybody's work, really, and just kind of see all of the different things that are going on and how talented everybody is.
Today's podcast is all things Zebra Gold Brush Awards. Surprise, surprise. We have a great chat with Chloe Kempster of Chloe Kempster Design. As you know, Chloe is one of our 7 international judges, and she talks about what she looks for when choosing the finalists from each of the 10 categories. We hear from 4 of last year's GBA category winners. They share how much the GBAs has meant to them, as well as encourage you to enter. We also hear from a few of our other judges, Jen Talley, Lauren Schottina, Katie Cloud, and Katie Scott, in a previous podcast a few years back on what they look for in choosing winning pieces. Stay with us, friends. We are excited to have you join us on this special edition podcast of the Golden Brush Awards. Making the GBAs happen each year requires a significant amount of time and resources, and none of it could happen if we didn't have a phenomenal panel of international judges. These expert refinishers put a lot of their own time into promoting the event and also doing the hard work of evaluating all of the many entries. It's no easy task for sure, but they love this community and the art of refinishing, and so we thank them. Today you get to hear a conversation I had with Chloe Kempster of Chloe Kempster Design. She joyfully represents the UK. Hi, Chloe. Happy New Year.
Oh, and to you, Lane. It's nice to speak to you.
So what have you been working on in 2023, these last few days?
Oh, wow. Well, it took me a while to actually get started. I think I had a bit of a slow start because I was enjoying Christmas a little bit too much. But yeah, I've been working on lots of interesting things, which may come a little bit later on in the year. But yeah, I've been doing some decoupage this week, actually, which has been fun.
Yeah, we'll be excited to see that. Now, is it hard for you transitioning from one year to the next, or is it pretty seamless?
I feel like it's seamless because I think when you work for yourself, you just don't stop working anyway, or it's always in your mind anyway. Work's always in your mind and the next project you want to do. So I feel like it just blends into the next year.
Yeah. That's such an interesting thing to bring up because, you know, when you work for a company or a team or a corporation or even a sole proprietor where you have multiple people you're working with, a lot of times you do all the new year planning. You know, you're getting ready for the new year and what are we going to do different? But working for yourself, not that you don't do that, but it's probably is more seamless. So that makes a whole lot of sense what you just said.
Yeah, it's just a continuation. I mean, I do love my job, but I think about it all the time, day and night. You know, I'm thinking about what I want to do next, you know, how the next project's going. So it's nice to have Christmas and just a couple of days off, though. That's good.
Yes, that's always a refresher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we are excited to have you on today because you are a Golden Brush Awards judge, and we are so grateful to have you on the panel again, Chloe.
Oh, thank you. I'm very, very excited. I always get excited this time of year.
Well, we want to hear from you on a couple of things that we have questions for you on. So first thing is, tell us what you enjoy most about being a judge.
Oh, I love being a judge. I think because it's nice to be part of the community is the first thing. But I think it's inspirational. I just love the opportunity to be able to look at everybody's work, really, and just kind of see all of the different things that are going on and how talented everybody is.
Yeah, I bet you're probably even inspired while you're reviewing all those pieces.
Yeah, definitely. And it also makes me think, because I think that's the thing with all the judges, we're all a little bit different and we have different styles. And I think it's really nice to be in an environment where I can actually enjoy different styles of work and see different things to the kind of work that I usually do.
Yeah, the only downside to being a judge is you can't enter the competition.
I know. It's a shame, but it's great. I just love to look at everything and just take it all in like a sponge.
So tell us what you are looking for when you are reviewing all the entries.
Oh, so I think this is personal to each judge, but for me, I'm always looking for something a little bit different, a little bit quirky. And you know, where somebody's thought outside the box a little bit, I love anything like that. And also, I think staging for me is quite important. I've always been a lover of a good photograph, because I used to be in retail and I used to do the merchandising and things like that. So when I see a picture and it just grabs me, that's what I look for. Yeah, I love a really nice photograph.
Yeah, do you find it a bit unnerving as you're going? Because there are so many entries. And so there's tons of pieces to look at in 10 different categories. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I think more overwhelming is the word, because there is just so much to look through. And everybody is really good. The quality is really high. And I've noticed that as the years have gone on as well. And the quality just gets higher and higher. And obviously you want to get it right as well. You want to get it right. So it is a little bit overwhelming, because there's always going to be really good entries that you can't put through as well. So, yeah.
So hard, isn't it? I mean, it's
really hard.
Most challenging.
Yeah.
So Chloe, what would you tell someone who wants to enter, but doesn't think they have a chance at becoming a finalist?
Oh, look, you know, I'm a judge now on the Golden Brush Awards. And when I first started out painting, you know, I entered the awards, and it's just easy to enter, you know, like it's so easy to enter. It's of your past work. So it's work you've already done. You just have to pick your best picture, your best, you know, bit of work, click, download it. And you may as well enter. You've got nothing to lose. And it's just, you know, it's fun. And I would just say, don't worry about it. Just give it a go. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, well said, for sure. Just to give folks an understanding of how the contest judging takes place, once all the entries are in by January 27th, so you still have a few weeks to enter, it's confidential, secured web pages with the entries are created that are provided to each judge to review. If any watermarks are on the images submitted, they will be temporarily blurred to keep everything as objective as possible during the reviews. So it would help us greatly if you submitted images that do not have your watermarks on them. But I just want to say here, don't let that keep you from entering if you're having trouble removing watermarks. The judges, this is really important. The judges are asked to not confer with one another. Their decisions are private and not shared with anyone. And the judges choose their top 10 favorites from each category and prioritize on a scale from 1 to 10. Now, value points are given for each rating, and then once all the judges have made their decisions, they are tallied to find out who the three finalists are from each category. And on February 8th, the three finalists from each of the 10 categories are announced here on the podcast. All 30 finalists will be up on our website, enjoyzebra.com, for public voting until February 22nd. And then on February 27th, the winners will be announced here on the podcast as well. Chloe, I think I know already, but I'll ask anyway, what is your favorite category in the Golden Brush Awards?
Oh, I'm sure you will have guessed. I think it's got to be multicolored piece.
Bingo.
I should have quizzed you and seen if you've got the right answer, Lane.
I would have gotten an A on that one.
Yeah, no, I do really love colour. And I think for me, it's a really interesting category, because having kind of entered myself and seen the awards kind of evolve, it started quite neutral. And I love neutrals, and there's some beautiful neutral pieces, but I think it's really interesting to see how colour is used and how it's used like in a sophisticated way as well. That's what I'm really looking forward to seeing. So yeah, that's my favourite.
What are some runner-ups to the multicolour piece that you really enjoy category-wise?
Oh, I really like the close-ups. I think because that's just part of my style. I really like a close-up photograph because I find it quite artistic and I find it really inspiring. And, you know, obviously we all like to have a good look at something in more detail. So I find those the most interesting for sure.
Yeah, I do too. I really enjoy the artistic close-ups for the reasons you just suggested, because, you know, it's interesting because the, you know, refinishing a piece, there's so much work that goes into that. And so there's so much artistic talent that's displayed on a piece. But then when you have to capture a photograph, because you're not looking at that piece in person, everybody's seeing your image that you've taken. So to be able to take an angle, to close up, and it be like beautiful,
Because and I think
You're capturing the work, you're capturing whatever, whether it's hardware, paint, texture, wallpaper that's been incorporated, decoupage, whatever it may be, and then even the staging with it.
Yeah, and for me, they're the most interesting. They're, you can be really creative and really artistic with them, and they just engage me a lot more. You know, a little bit like a painting on a wall, because they're close up. They're almost like a little bit of artwork, you know, so I really enjoy seeing those.
Well, we always say with the Golden Brush Awards, the entrant is the first judge. Most of you have multiple pieces that you have refinished in 2022, and you have to sort through them to decide which piece you will enter in the appropriate category. By the way, you can only enter one piece in each of the 10 categories. Just make sure that each piece you enter is submitted to the appropriate category. With that said, Chloe, what advice do you have for refinishers when choosing the right piece?
Oh, so I think I touched on it earlier, but I think you can be the best artist in the world, but if you don't take a really good photograph, being honest, that won't translate to your audience, I guess. And it's something that I've learned in the years that I've been refinishing furniture and selling furniture as well, and trying to get it printed in press and that kind of thing. It's all in photographs. So I would say just pick your best photographs and pick the ones that really kind of grab you, and also a kind of gauge whether other people really like that piece as well. So if you've got a really popular piece that you've had in 2022, you know, perhaps enter that one, because there's a good chance that everybody else will love it too, if you know, if you really want to win.
Yeah, that's good. Go back and check your likes and reviews and comments and stuff. That's a great suggestion as well. You know, it's funny because I've even seen some create polls in their stories, like put out maybe three or four options, and they'll say, hey, which piece do you think I should
enter? That's a great idea.
I think that's fine.
That's a brilliant idea. I think use your audience and use your followers, because they're really invested in what you're doing. And, you know, imagine if you did win and it was the piece that they picked, they'd love that. So that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it becomes a bit of a community effort, especially if you're not sure of which piece to submit. So you can reach out to your friends and say, hey, help me.
Yeah. It can be hard to choose. Definitely.
I'm struggling over here, so I need some guidance. But cool. That's one of the neat things about social media that it offers. Well, some have asked, are there any changes made to the Golden Brush Awards from last year? And the answer is yes, a few. We have a new judge on the panel, Fabi Brown with Blush and Ivy Design, very talented designer from LA. We also have three prize sponsors, D. Lawless Hardware, Fusion Mineral Paint, and Surf Prep Sanding. We, of course, are offering prizes as well, along with the awards. We're really excited to have these great brands join us, and we are requesting also a few extra photos on most of the categories, like a front view and side view, to just give the judges an opportunity to see as much of your piece as possible. If you don't have a side view, that's okay. You can still submit. Also, one last thing, as mentioned earlier, we are asking if possible to submit your photos without watermarks. That is just to help the judges be as impartial as possible. And if you can't remove your watermark, it's okay. We will blur the watermark once we receive it, but obviously it helps us, makes things much more smoother and easier if they come without the watermark. Please continue to reach out to the judges and sponsors if you have more questions. Don't let a question you have keep you from entering. Ask away. You can email me as well at lane@enjoyzebra.com. Only criteria is that you refinished your work in 2022. You can be a professional refinisher, somebody has a business, somebody who does this every day like Chloe and the other judges, but you can also be somebody who just does it as a hobby. And just as you can see from the categories, maybe you just started in 2022 and we actually have a category for you. And that's the purpose of that category, is to highlight new artists. And so we've really enjoyed that category from the past. And so there's a category for you out there. There's 10 of them, and you can go on the website and check those out. Chloe, thanks again for all you do to support this community. This is just one way among many that you donate your time and services, and I know the community appreciates you and all of our judges very much.
Oh, honestly, it's a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to seeing the entries. And I mean, I just want to say, just give it a try. You know, there's nothing to lose, and we'd love to see your entries. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, just get some good rest before the entries come, and then you might need to take a little break after you go through all those those entries.
I think I'm going to get square eyes from looking at the screen.
I think you are.
Seeing all these bits of furniture. I'll have to take a week's holiday, I think, afterwards.
I think so. Yeah, it's pretty close to Christmas, but it will be much deserved.
Yeah.
All right, take care, Chloe. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Lane. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by Zebra, of course. Being the host of this podcast has allowed me to meet so many great artists over the last 4 years, and it has been a joy to get to know you all and be a part of something much bigger than ourselves, this great refinishing community. It's made up of artists from all over the world with multiple talents and a community of people who truly care for and support one another. Yes, there is competition, which is healthy, but above that, there is celebration. Celebrating one another's achievements, and that is certainly magnified when a peer makes their way to a winning platform, whether from a weekly, monthly, or annual event like the Golden Brush Awards. I say all that to communicate two things to you. One, this would not be possible if Zebra as a brand and company didn't put the resources, financial, and time into helping grow the community through this podcast and the many events like the GBAs that we support and promote. So, on behalf of myself and so many who have expressed this directly to me, thank you, Zebra, for your investment into the lives of so many who have chosen refinishing as a career or serious hobby. Secondly, seriously consider entering this year's Golden Brush Awards. We make a big deal about this because if we don't get entries, we don't have events. And if we don't have events, we don't get spotlights like this to highlight, yes, individual artists, but also the refinishing community. We're actually working hard to get media outside of the community to take note of what is happening here. And just a few weeks ago, the online publication Furniture Today took note and wrote about the impact of the GBAs. So if you're sitting on the fence, don't. As it has already been communicated, it's easy to enter and there is no harm in entering. Everyone wants to win, of course, but just by entering, that makes you a better artist. Why? Well, because that means you believe in the gifts and talents that you have been given and you will continue growing as a result. Plus, as a side note, as a thank you to all who participate, we will hold a random drawing of all entrants and give away multiple prizes from Zebra paintbrushes to Zebra accessories. We will hold the random drawing after the event comes to a close on February 27th. We will reach out to all the winners via email. So if you haven't entered, go enter today. We wanted to take some time in today's podcast and next week's to hear from former category winners of the Golden Brush Awards. Today, we hear from a few of last year's winners, Jeanette with Vintage Roots Painted, Shelley with Basalt Mesa Studio, Danielle with Potter Rebarn, and Diana with Field Co. Design.
Hey, fellow furniture artists, this is Jeanette from Vintage Roots. I just wanted to let you know that the Golden Brush Awards contest is open for submissions, and I want to encourage you to enter. Last year, I won the Best Repurposed category. My husband and I turned an old MCM dresser into a Pottery Barn dupe loft bed. This bed was made for dear friends of ours that were starting a foster parent journey and needed to create space in an already small bedroom. My photos of this piece were taken at twilight, and they weren't up to my usual standard, so in the beginning, I wasn't going to enter this piece. Along came a sweet friend, Nadelle, from Noodling Around, who strongly encouraged me to enter it. Honestly, I was shocked to have won, but it would not have happened if not for a good friend's encouragement. So I'm here to encourage you. Each of us has a special talent to take something old and unwanted and create beauty that is enjoyed in people's homes as statement pieces. And often we are only told in passing at the time of exchange how much our work is loved and enjoyed. The Golden Brush Awards is a great opportunity not only to showcase your best work, but to inspire others in their businesses. Zebra, thank you so much for not only having the best brushes, but also for this opportunity in showcasing the best of what we do. Thank you so much, and I'm grateful for you. Love you guys.
Hi, everybody. This is Shelley with Basalt Mesa Studio. Last year, I won the Zebra Golden Brush Awards Best Artistic Close-Up category, and I just wanted to say what an honor that was for me, and how surprising, really. When I first started refinishing furniture, my photographs were terrible. So it was just a really big honor for me to win such an award. It helped me realize how far really I've come, and I just want to encourage everyone to enter the Golden Brush Awards and show everybody your beautiful pieces. It's a great contest for the whole community, and I think everyone should enter. All right, have a great one, guys.
Hi, this is Danielle from Pottery Barn, here to remind you to enter this year's Golden Brush Awards. We were fortunate enough to be recognized last year for Best MCM and as Best New Artists in 2020. Not only are the prizes incredible, and I use them every single time I refinish a piece, but being chosen amongst other really talented furniture artisans is an honor in itself. So definitely don't forget to enter. Good luck.
Hey there, this is Diana Frankenfield with Field Co. Design. I am so excited. It is time for this year's Zebra Golden Brush Awards. This is such an incredible event for our furniture community. There is so much talent and inspiration, and I absolutely love all of the rallying behind each other's successes. Last year, I was so honored to win Best of Clean and Classic and New Artist of 2021. These awards meant so much to me as a new artist and really encouraged me on my furniture journey. To have the support of this international community was so meaningful, and I love how we were able to teach one another, share new ideas so we can all connect and grow as artists and business owners. The Golden Brush Awards have 10 awesome categories to enter, so make sure to check them out and enter by January 27th. Thanks again for the love and recognition this last year, and I can't wait to see the finalists for 2022.
Thanks so much, Jeanette, Shelley, Danielle, and Diana. We thought it would be beneficial for you to hear from a previous podcast all the way back in Season 3, where a few of our GBA judges that are also Zebra Review judges, Jen Talley with Perfectly Imperfect Furniture, Lauren Schwettina with Portland Row Living, Katie Scott with Salvaged by K. Scott, and Katie Cloud with Katie & Company. They discussed what they look for in a winning piece. Enjoy. As judges, you guys have the privilege to pour through the many entries we get each month for our monthly Zebra Review contest. And I know our listeners would love to hear what you each look for when you're reviewing them and choosing your favorite. So we'll start with Katie Cloud.
Oh, I definitely, you know, a good, crisp, bright picture catches your eye right off the bat. So looking for that on purpose, it's not something, it's just something that it just pops out at me. So I feel like just make sure, you know, with the technology of our phones these days, they can take a really good picture. So a nice, crisp, bright photo to show off your hard work, show, you know, how much work you put into this. And I always love a good close-up photo, you know, with the far away photo to see the details. So I like the little touches and the details and just the, you know, a little extra things like the different knobs and drawer liners. And that's pretty much, you know, what I am drawn to. And that's going to get me interested in going back and looking at that piece again.
What about you, Katie Scott?
I look for a lot of the same things that Katie Cloud mentioned. I'm really looking for a bright, crisp overall shot of the piece, something that is going to grab my attention out of the crowd. And I really like to see unique pieces. It's always the pieces that I wouldn't have thought of that I find myself clicking on and also looking for those detailed shots of things like hardware or the drawers or cool feet or cool designs.
What do you look for, Lauren?
So when I'm judging, it's not like I set out with a checklist of things that, you know, it has to have this or has to have that. It's, you know, kind of just what photos speak to me the most. And I'll be honest, it usually is the photo that captures my attention first, not necessarily specifically the piece. So I'm looking for things that are brightly lit, that, you know, are nice and clean, that have clean lines, that have interesting staging. But really, I love, you know, very classic, like traditional pieces paired with something kind of unexpected. So either a fun color or fun knobs, or even if it's like a traditional piece, but the staging is really modern, something just that makes it unexpected. And I also, which I've kind of realized this about myself, and it's probably something that surprises people because it's very different than my own personal style, but I actually love mid-century modern. I tend to gravitate a lot to those types of pieces when I'm looking through the photos. It's hard to put my finger on exactly what I like. It's just kind of like, I know it when I see it. You know, it's whatever jumps out at me.
What do you look for, Jen?
You know, what always stands out to me when scrolling Instagram and, you know, my Instagram feed and or hashtags is the photo that jumps out at you. So for me, it's almost as much about the photograph itself as it is the piece of furniture. It needs to be bright and crisp and clean. I was just having a conversation about this the other day with someone that a beautiful piece of furniture that is not photographed to its potential may never even, you know, may never even open your eyes to it, you know, and it's unfortunate because I feel like there are so many beautifully refinished pieces of furniture that people will never notice because the photograph was maybe taken at the wrong angle. The lighting was difficult. It wasn't, you know, brightened up enough. So I just feel like, and not that I'm looking, you know, of course I'm looking for a beautiful piece of furniture, but I feel like the ones that I'm really drawn to are the ones that are just a crisp and clean photograph, not too much extra as far as staging. Mm-hmm. I really like it when I see the piece itself shine. If you are entering, you know, a contest and want your piece to stand out, you do want to do something that's a little outside of the box or is going to make somebody kind of stop and go, wow, like I would have never thought of that. Or like it inspires us. And I know exactly what piece Sarah is talking about because we were like, it was a small piece too. It wasn't big or extravagant. It was like a small nightstand. And I think all of us were just like, who would paint a campaign piece lavender? You know, everyone thinks to either go neutral with it, white, or, you know, maybe even a bright, bold color, but a light, soft lavender, it's just, who would do that? But it did. It worked, and that's what made it for us. So definitely something that pushes the boundaries.
Thanks, Jen, Katie Cloud, Katie Scott, and Lauren. We know this discussion was specifically about choosing the monthly Zebra Review contest, but we felt this conveyed much of the elements that the judges look for when reviewing the GBAs as well. We hope you found it helpful. For our final announcement on today's podcast for the Golden Brush Awards, remember, all entries must be finished between January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. You have until January 27th, 2023 to enter. Simply go to enjoyzebra.com and click on the tab at the upper right-hand corner that says Golden Brush Awards. As a reminder, our 10 categories are Artistic Close-Up, Clean and Classic, Dramatic Makeover, Farmhouse Style, MCM, Multicolored Piece, New Artist of 2022, Repurposed Piece, Restored Wood Unpainted, and Staging. To read a description of each category, make sure you go to enjoyzebra.com and check out the GBA page. This year, Fusion Mineral Paint, D. Lawless Hardware, and Surprep Sanding will be joining Zebra to offer incredible prizes. This year's international judging panel consists of Ashley Crew with Blue Rain Interiors from Australia, Chloe Kempster with Chloe Kempster Design from the UK, Fabi Brown with Blush and Ivy Design from the US, Jen Talley with Perfectly Imperfect Furniture from the US, Katie Cloud with Katie and Company from the US, Katie Scott with Salvaged by K. Scott from Canada, and Laura Schwartina with Portland Row Living from the U.S. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zebra's Before and After Furniture Refinishing Podcast. Today's episode, along with information about today's guest, is also featured on enjoyzebra.com under the podcast tab at the bottom. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome, and we encourage you to share them by sending your emails to me at laneball@enjoyzebra.com. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and happy refinishing.